it's amazing. Sometimes we don't really, Shirley and I don't really necessarily talk about the message and the songs to try to match them. It's something that God does at times. And it's amazing what, think about what we sing, like Make Room. Make Room for You. You know, we sing those lyrics. Do we mean them? Are we willing to make room for Him? So this morning, it's all about the heart. That's what we've been talking about last week. We talked about a call to repentance. But I think about some of those things that we just sang, like new wine. Make new wine out of me. Do you really mean that? Because as the lyric said, through the crushing, through the mashing, through the squeezing, that's where the new wine comes from. That's where the new oil comes from the crushing and the squeezing. You know, the call, a call to repentance is a call to return to the Lord. But you can't return to a place unless you've been there. And so it's also a call to come to Him. Because where there's no repentance, there's no salvation. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so today I want to just talk about the heart. And in 1 Samuel, as Samuel was anointing Saul as king, and there were a lot of things going on at that time. And Samuel said to him in 1 Samuel 10:9, he said, "So it was when he had turned his back to go from Samuel," speaking of Saul, "that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day." God gave him another heart. And what that literally means is God changed his heart. And you see, that's what God does for us. He changes our heart when we come to Him. Even when we return to Him, He changes our heart. But there's a caveat there. We have to maintain the heart. It's our responsibility to maintain the heart. And He gives us the things we need to maintain the heart. In Jeremiah, the prophet said in verse 17, verse 5, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord." Think about that a minute. He says, cursed is a man who trusts in man. What he's saying is who trusts in himself. Who trust in his own ability, who trust in his own skills, his talent, his knowledge, his own wisdom, his understanding. You see, when we trust in our own, when man trusts in man, God says you're cursed. In other words, you're lost. You're in the wrong direction. You're trusting in the wrong thing. You're trusting in self. And he says, whose heart departs from the Lord. You know, when I trust in me and not him, my heart departs from him. I don't like to think it that way, but that's exactly what's happening. When we trust in ourselves and our abilities, our strengths, our heart is departing from God. And he says, it makes flesh his strength, makes... We do it on our own. We make our own ability, our own strength, our own spiritual strength, or our own physical strength, or our own mental strength. Whatever it is, strength that we have, when we trust in that, our heart is departing from the Lord. In verse 9 and 10, he says, Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Do you know your heart is deceitful? Yes. We don't like to think of it as that. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Meaning incurable. It's incurable. That's why he says, cursed is the man who trusts in man, because I can't cure my heart. When I trust in myself, I'm trying to cure my own heart, and I can't do it. It's incurable, except by God. I, the Lord, verse 10, search the heart, and I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings, his deeds, whether they're good or whether they're evil. God searches the heart, and he tests our mind. He searches our heart and sees what's in it. And he tests our mind. He tests our mind to see where our mind is. In chapter 9 and verse 26, he's talking about, the prophet's talking about what we should glory in and how we should glory in the Lord. And then in verse 26, he talks about the heart and he says, Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the farthest corners, who dwell in the wilderness, all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. You see, the Jewish tradition and the Jewish religious practice was to circumcise children after they were born at a certain time frame. But he says, those who aren't Jews are uncircumcised, but he also says the house of Israel, the Jews are uncircumcised in the heart. In the heart. Romans chapter 2 in verse 28, he talks about that. Paul explains that. He says, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, the law, whose praise is not from men, but from God. So Paul's saying, look, a Jew is not a Jew who is just outwardly a Jew. And circumcision is that which is outward. It's in the flesh. It's on the outside. It's an appearance. It's an outward practice. It's an outward thing. He says, but that's not a true Jew. A true Jew is a Jew who is one inwardly. Inwardly. And circumcision is not of the flesh. Circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the law. See, their law said you circumcise the flesh. And God is saying, no, the heart needs to be circumcised. True circumcision, real circumcision, is of the heart in the spirit, and whose praise is not from men, but from God. Praise meaning standing or position. He's saying your position as a Jew doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from what you do on the outside by circumcision in the flesh. If a true Jew is circumcised in the heart. And you see, it's the same way for a Christian. We can come to church and put on our Christian costume and our Christian face, and we can say things. We can say, speak some Christianese. Say all the right things, do all the right things. God says that's on the outside. What's on the inside? What's on the inside? Circumcision is not of the flesh, it's of the heart. First Corinthians 4:5, he says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. The counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. Each one's position will come from God. The counsels of the heart, the word counsels there means motives. Look at that for a minute. Jesus reveals the motives of the heart. And that's what's important. That's what counts. Proverbs 17 or 27. As in water, face reflects face. So a man's heart reveals the man. He's saying you look in a pool of water and it reflects your face. The mirror does the same thing. And he says the heart reflects the man. Your heart reflects who you are. And in verse 26 of chapter 28 in Proverbs, he who trusts in his own heart is a what? Is a what? He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoever walks wisely will be delivered. There's people here today that need to be delivered because you're trusting in your own heart. You're trusting in your own ability. You're trusting in your own strength, your own wisdom, your own understanding, your own knowledge. Yeah, there's a cliche, I think somebody just spoke it. There's a cliche that says, follow your heart. That's a deception. The only time you need to follow your heart is if your heart's following Him. If your heart's been circumcised by Him. Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 11. He says, the prophet says, speaking of the Lord speaks through him, then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh. A heart that's of flesh, that's pliable, shapeable, changeable. I will give them a new heart, one heart, and I will put within them, and I'll take that stony heart out of their flesh. Some of you sitting here today have a stony heart. God wants to take it out and replace it with a heart of flesh, a heart that's pliable, shapeable, movable, changeable, a willing heart. He says that so that they may walk in my statutes, my principles, and keep my judgments and do them. And they shall be my people and I will be their God. He wants to change your heart today so that you'll walk in His ways, that you'll understand His ways, that you'll keep His ways, that you'll do His ways. James says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be doers of the word. And that's what he's saying through Ezekiel. He says in verse 21, and then he says, that they'll be, when they do that, they'll be my people and I'll be their God. You see, we can say God is our God, Jesus is my Lord, but if you're not walking in His ways and you're not keeping His ways and you're not doing what He tells you to do, He's not your Lord. He's not your God. He's really not. in theory, but not in reality. Verse 21, for those whose hearts follow the desire for their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their deeds on their own heads. You follow your own heart. You follow your own ways. God says they'll pile right up on you and they'll do you in. They'll do you in. Because why? Because we want to do our own desires. We want our own desires. We want what we want. We want it the way we want it. And when it doesn't go our way, we freak out, we flip out, and we check out on Him. We run every place. We run to everybody. We run to everything but Him. And sometimes God allows things in your life and in my life to cause us to run to Him. He allows things to happen, disasters, changes, surprises, difficulties, trials, because He's saying, hey, come to me. Run to me. Don't run to them. Run to that one. Run to that place. Look there. Think this. Try to figure that. He says, just run to me. Run to me. There's something that needs to be removed. This is what circumcision of the heart looks like. You see what God wants to do when He says circumcision is not of the flesh, but of the heart. He just wants to peel layer after layer of stuff that's in our hearts. And He just peels away. And He just peels away. And He peels away. Anger, resentment, jealousy, strife, sin, unforgiveness. Well, unforgiveness doesn't peel away that easy. Sometimes the real circumcision of the heart has to take place, and He has to cut away some things. And once He cuts away, then He can peel some more and more and more and more. And this is why you're here this morning. Because He wants you to allow Him. He wants you to make room, like that song we sang, that He can peel away some things in your life. Peel away some things in your heart. That's circumcision of the heart. Ezekiel chapter 12, he says, now the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see, but doesn't see, and ears to hear, but does not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the church. He's talking to the church. Not the walls, not the ceiling, not the roof, not the lights, not the floor, not the stage. He's talking to us, the church. He's talking about rebellion. That's why the heart needs to be circumcised. Rebellion, you know what God calls rebellion? It's witchcraft. Witchcraft. And God doesn't tolerate it. God doesn't tolerate it. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6 says, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart. Did you hear that? The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul that you may live. You see, we think we can get rid of things in our heart. We think we can change our heart, but the word is clear. God circumcises the heart. Only God can circumcise the heart. Only God can make it real. God wants to change your heart this morning. He wants to peel something away. There's still some things in our heart that he wants. Might be little things like that. Or he might need to cut away one big slice out of your heart. Whatever it is, he knows. And I believe to a large degree you know. What is it he wants to peel away from your heart today? What is it he wants to circumcise from your heart today? What is it he wants to change in your heart today? So that, the word says, that you may live. And the word live there doesn't mean physically. He means live really in the spirit. Live spiritually. This won't be on the screen, but I think he just gave me this. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. Speaking of people in the church. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. You see, if you're the word says Jesus is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And unless your heart has been circumcised, changed by him, you can't worship God in the spirit. You'll be worshiping in the flesh. Shared this with the worship team. It applies to them too. They can get up here and sing awesome, play awesome. But if their heart is not circumcised, it doesn't go any farther than the front of the platform. It just stops. Because there's no spirit in it and there's no life in it. Because everything is about the heart. It's all about the heart. Salvation comes in through the heart. So what is it? What is it that he wants to peel away from you today, from your heart? It may be something that's very precious to you, very close to you. Very, very close to you. Something that you maybe, you know what? It might be a wound. It might be a wound that he wants to peel away so it can heal. It might be resentment. It might be unforgiveness. That might take some cutting, some real cutting away. What is it? What is it that he's trying to peel away today? Let's pray. Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to allow him to do surgery today on your heart? You see, that's what circumcision is. Circumcision is surgery. But God says it's not surgery of the flesh. It's surgery of the heart. It's surgery of the heart. Are you willing this morning? Are you willing to make room, like you sang, for him to come in and do that surgery? Are you willing to go through the crushing and the squeezing of your heart? So that he can peel some things out of it? You have to be willing. You can't come in here and sit and say, okay, God, do your thing. It doesn't work that way. God doesn't work by osmosis. You can't get in church. You can't stand close to a Christian and think God's going to be all over you. You have to be willing to get on the operating table and let him do the surgery. Are you willing to do that today? Do you have something that needs peeled away? If you have something that needs peeled away, just stand up where you are. Don't stand because somebody else stands. I'm not asking everybody to stand. I don't want everybody to stand. I want you to stand if you have something that needs to be peeled away in your heart. Circumcision needs to take place. Thank you for being honest. Keep standing. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for these that are standing, that are open and honest and willing to allow you to do surgery on their heart, to peel something away from their heart, to circumcise their heart of something that's not of you. I pray as they stand right here now before you, God, that right now you take the knife of your Holy Spirit and you just cut and peel right now. Cut and peel right now. As they stand before you with a willing heart, making room for you to do what only you can do. God, I pray there's a releasing, a freedom that's coming with this peeling away, a healing, a change, a transformation that's coming as they stand before you right now by faith, trusting you, not trusting in themselves, but trusting in you. Letting go of pride. Letting go of self-sufficiency. Letting go of everything of the flesh. And just allowing you to do in their heart what you want to do. Cut away, Lord. Cut away. Start right here with me. And keep cutting, keep peeling until you're finished, Lord. You may not even finish in this time frame, but God, if our hearts are positioned right, if we are making room and we're open, you'll continue to peel even as we leave this place. As we go about our life, you'll keep peeling. Just peel away, Lord. Peel away. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we can trust your word. We can trust your spirit. We can trust that when you say you will do this, you will do it. And we trust, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus that you are doing what you desire to do in this place today and in the people standing here today and even those still sitting, God. You're moving and being and having your way. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We ask you to keep going, keep doing, keep cutting, keep digging, keep peeling, keep changing, whatever you desire for our lives, God. We want what you want. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.